Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Kung madalas kayong nagtatalo ng anak tungkol sa paghuhugas ng pinggan o pag-aayos ng kama, may magandang balita. Ayon sa bagong pag-aaral, ang pagtulong sa gawaing bahay ay may malaking benepisyo sa pag-unlad ng utak ng bata o brain skills. Lumabas sa pananaliksik na ang mga batang may edad 5 o mas bata pa hanggang 13 na regular na tumutulong sa bahay ay mas mahusay sa working memory at self-control. Mga kakayahang may kaugnayan sa tagumpay, sa pag-aaral, trabaho at panghabang buhay na pag-unlad. Ipinapakita rin sa ulat na kahit ang mga simpleng gawain gaya ng pag-aayos ng mesa ay may mahalagang papel sa paghahanda ng bata para sa mas maayos at matagumpay na kinabukasan. Hihimayin natin ito at ano ang mga paraan na pwedeng gamitin para mas madaling mapasunod ang mga chikiting kasama ang Filipino-Australian Registered Psychologist mula Perth, Western Australia. Ayon sa registered psychologist mula Perth na si Don Tantenko, may positibong ugnayan sa pagitan ng mas maagang pagsasanay sa household chores at matagumpay na pakikibagay sa paaralan. Ibig sabihin nito, ang batang maagang nasanay sa gawaing bahay ay mas handa sa paaralan at mas mahusay na makisama sa mga kaklase o sa iba dahil nade-develop ang executive functions ng bata. Ito ang kakayahan ng utak na tumulong na magplano, mag-focus at kontrolin ang sarili o may kakayahang mag-adjust kung may bago.
It implies that the earlier the kids get to have these chores, then their capacity for problem solving and coping with challenges and difficulties is already established because the foundational skills nandun na. Mm-hmm. Even though they're like 2 or 3 or 4 years old, when they get to 5, 6, and 7, they know what to do. They know how to cope with frustration. They will take a moment to maybe stop to try to work out, analyze, but it's like, oh, okay, what do I need to do to get this done?
Sabi pa ni Tantenko, simple lang ang pagsisimula nito. Dapat sa magulang ay makiramdam at bigyan ng oras ang mga bata. Dahil ginagawa nila kung ano ang nakikitang ginagawa ng nakakatanda.
For those who are parents, they notice that their child will imitate and follow you wherever you go around the house. So kung ano nakikita ng bata na ginagawa mo, doon ka mag-umpisa. Kasi dahil din yung mga bata, ang gusto nila magkaroon ng mahusay na connection sa kanilang mga magulang o nag-aalaga sa kanila. They want a nice, warm connection to their caregiver or to their parent. So that's why they follow you all around the house. The moment they start walking, it's like, Ma, Mom, Pa. That's why they'll be like a child because they're seeking the emotional need of connection. So when you do that and they see you do chores, that's the perfect opportunity to introduce that. So, for example, you can find a lot of charts if you just Google or do a web search as to age-appropriate chores for children. I'm looking at one here. For even just making your bed, sali mo na sila. You know, okay, help mommy, can you put that underneath the bed? Thank you. And then reward them and praise them. So as simple as that, and then you go from your bed to their bed. So masanay na ba sila? And make it fun and make it enjoyable. So keeping it very simple. So when they see you and follow you, start there. Now, a lot of parents, especially sa Australia, alam mo naman dito sa Australia, wala tayong mga katulong, wala mga helpers. So lahat tayo. So everything from the making of the bed, the tidying up the room, vacuuming, mopping, hugas ng plato, lahat, pati pag-ayos ng kotse, tayo na, and everything like that. Ganyan talaga sa boys Australia, wala kang magagawa. But if you are doing chores already, let that be the starting point.
Binigyang diin ito, dapat gawing masaya o mas mag-e-enjoy ang mga bata na parang naglalaro lamang.
Now, as to the specific chores, syempre kailangan age-appropriate. So, helping you make the bed, putting away dirty clothes into the basket, maglaro kayo ng basketball, shoot ng clothes from basket to washing machine if you have a top loader, or passing it into the front loader machine, watering the plants, anything that you know that the child's age can assist. Carry the hose. Okay, bring the hose to mommy. Well, kayang-kaya nila yan. Bring the hose to where it's needed.
Ipinapaunawa ni Tanteng ko, habang nasa murang edad ang mga bata, mas madaling nakukuha ang mga kasanayang gusto mong ibahagi sa kanila, mula sa simple hanggang sa mas komplikadong gawain.
As the children get older, you can start to make it a bit more complex. So like cracking eggs in the kitchen, washing heavier dishes. And by the time that they're around 7 or 8, sanay na. They don't see it as a big bother or disturbance.
Hindi lang sa school o sa pag-aaral mahalaga ang executive functions. Ayon sa pag-aaral, ang mga batang may self-control ay mas nagtatagumpay sa buhay, mas mataas ang kita, mas malusog at mas stable ang relasyon. Habang lumalaki, patuloy ding nagde-develop ang utak, kaya't mahalaga ang mga gawaing tulad ng paglilinis at paghahanda ng pagkain dahil nakakatulong ang mga ito sa paghasa ng disiplina at pagplano araw-araw. Pero sabi ng psychologist, mas mahirap na ngayon ang prosesong ito dahil sa mga hamon ng pandemya. Unang hakbang ang digital detox. Dapat maging magandang halimbawa ang magulang sa paggamit ng gadgets. Pangalawa, alamin ang interes ng anak para mas madali silang hikayatin tumulong sa gawaing bahay.
Ang challenge ngayon ng mga parents, ito. Maraming mga parents and families, halimbawa, na nagkaroon ng baby 2019, 2020, and because of lockdown and isolation, unfortunately, what happened was this became the babysitter. And since this is an addictive thing, yung screens at tools, smartphone, since na-addict yung mga bata because of dopamine hits. Dopamine is one of the neurotransmitters sa brain. To take them out of screen time, mahirap. So yung talagang digital detox, number one, put your screens away. See, the kids need to see you, wala ito. Because nakikita nila, have you done your dishes? Put it away. You need to be present so that from the very beginning, they can see you do things. And because of that need for connection, like, mom, what are you doing? Ayan na. That's your perfect opportunity to introduce, oh, okay, I'm doing this. Find out at the moment, depende sa age nila, ano sila interesado? If they're interested in Lego, if they're interested in sports and running around, while you're in the yard running around, and then if the child sees you do something, say, what's that? What are you doing, mom? That's your perfect opportunity to introduce something. Oh, yeah, mommy is just helping you rearrange the flowers. You want to help me? But yeah, yeah, nah. So utilizing what is the child's interest. However, I find that in the present day, screens are the biggest challenge for parents. And unfortunately, depending on kung gaano kinaibabad yung mga anak niyo sa screens at kayo, that will kind of determine what needs to be done para hindi sila screen dependent or screen addicted.
Kung nasa teenage years na ang anak at ngayon pa lang balak simulan ang pagtuturo, maaari pa rin itong gawin. Ngunit kinakailangan ng tamang gabay at pamamaraan upang maging epektibo.
Kung mayroon ng open dialogue or if there is a culture of communication between you and your teenager, then the chances of shaping or initiating change will be a little bit, will have a greater chance of success. Now, so for example, so if, because it goes both ways. If I was a teenager and I'm 15 and I never knew chores, and then all of a sudden, my mom or dad or my lola or lola says, okay, wala na tayong maid as of today. So now you have to start sweeping, mopping, and waxing the floors. Let's say this is in the Philippines. I have to start somewhere. Now, I also, if I was okay, We have no maid. Bakit po? Eh, kasi wala na tayong pang-budget. Oh, okay. Right. So, depende sa personality ko. I have to be open also to adjust and makisama sa bahay. Hindi ako boarder, hindi ako hotel guest. But I also need to be guided in how to do it properly. Hindi tama expectation na, well, sige, basahin mo sa internet kung paano magbunot. It's not gonna happen. I need to be coached and guided so that these behaviors become good habits, and it takes about roughly a month and a half. Sinasabi na, if you want to start a habit, if you start it today, it takes about 6 weeks para yung ugali niyo or that behavior to become a habit.
Payo sa mga magulang na mahalagang maging magkatuwang ang mag-asawa at mapanatili ang bukas na komunikasyon upang maging mas matagumpay ang proseso.
Mga nanay at tatay, team kayo kailangan.
Okay.
Hindi pwede yung his and hers rule. Ito yung rule sa bahay kapag wala si tatay. Ito yung rule sa bahay kapag wala si nanay. That won't work. Kailangan team kayo. So, number one. Number two, pag-usapan ninyo. Have a chat. If you really are serious about it, okay, anong gagawin natin as a team when our child does this or gets to this age? Or kung ganitong mangyari, kailangan yung pag-usapan yung dalawa. Both of you need to talk about that. Now, I know that not everybody knows how to do that because of personal history and circumstances. For example, FIFO. But you can still act as a team kahit na FIFO kayo. Paano? Eh di, that's where technology can come in. So halimbawa, kung merong ritual na every day 6:30 habang wala si nanay at tatay, FIFO, 20 minutes. Video chat. Kumusta anak? Hi daddy. You know, that ritual is so important. If you need help, get help. Some people, some parents have differences, for example, in boundaries and discipline. Yung isa, okay lang pumalo. Yung isa, ah, hindi, bawal. O, ano gagawin nyo ngayon dyan? Oh, so you need to come up with an agreed way to how to enforce boundaries and discipline, and also to encourage the more positive behavior. If you are united as a team in parenting, the smaller things like what do we do about this, or where do we go for that, or and how to reach compromise becomes so much easier.
Paalala ng registered psychologist na si Don Tantenko sa mga magulang, walang iisang solusyon sa lahat ng hamon ng pagpapalaki ng anak. Kaya't higit kailangan pairalin ang pasensya, malasakit at pagmamahal habang sila'y ginagabayan. Sa ganitong paraan, matutulungan natin silang magkaroon ng mas maayos at magandang kinabukasan. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, maaaring bumisita sa mga kilalang parenting website sa Australia na karaniwang ginagamit bilang gabay sa maayos na pagpapalaki ng mga anak sa bansa.
Every family and every child and every parent is unique. So how to allow your child and your family to flourish, it will take time.
Mm-mm.
As long as you're open to the whole process.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.